Speaking with a dynamic and engaging voice can offer you more scope for gaining the attention and interest of your audience. If you find your tonality to be dull, flat, monotone, or lacking energy, this could well be why your listeners are closed off, uninterested, or even worse, bored by what you have to say. But no longer, because in this video, I'm going to provide you with a simple 10-step system to improve your own tonality. Plus, as a bonus, all the resources mentioned within this video are going to be available in my classroom at school. There's a link in the description box below or in the first comment. Let's get on with it. Number one, understand tonality. Tonality is often correlated with the musicality of your voice, the melody, how it moves, rises, falls, and shifts. But it's a little bit more than that, because those elements only really mark the observable effects of tone in your voice. A more practical way then to consider tone with regard to our speaking ability is as a signal of our characteristics, our intentions, as well as attitudes associated with our intended message. You may think that a flat voice loses attention, dynamic voice keeps people engaged, and that vocal variety keeps people interested in what you're listening to. And whilst having a greater range of vocabilities affords you options with which to draw from, the content, context, and overall cohesive message you are trying to portray is vitally more important. What I'm saying is, does your message really need to be more exciting? For example, giving a eulogy with a high octane, dynamic, colourful delivery might just not be congruent to the situation. If you have to present data, facts, figures, maybe adding too much dynamics, and maybe jokes, for example, are just not in the right place for that kind of presentation. Vice versa, if you are telling a story to a bunch of five-year-olds, you better keep it interesting, otherwise they're going to shut off. And whilst tonality aims to give you variation in your vocal delivery, overplanning does nothing more than give you a robotic and contrived performance. The real trick is to develop a voice that is flexible, resonant, and free from tension. When your vocal system is working well, your ability to share information and express yourself will always be in line with the message you're sharing, because the instrument is working for you. Then it's just all about how well you connect with your words so you can present those ideas in a way that is congruent to what you're trying to say. So by focusing then more on the correct intentions and actions, you will stop thinking, should I say this in a higher pitch, lower pitch? Do I pause here? Do I start this? Do I do that? And instead, you'll be free to actually focus on what's most important, and that is your audience. Tonal dynamics then just become a natural part of speech, as they do for everyone who is able to just jump in and let go of that control. But you must remember, control creates tension, and tension blocks your voice. So by freeing up that tension and that control, you have the ability to express yourself more fully. Two, study examples. Some voices are naturally engaging because of their tonal variation. But what you find appropriate and what someone else finds appropriate for your specific speech at a specific time is highly subjective. So the challenge is discovering what it is you would like to sound like by finding others who deliver speech in a way that sits right with you. Find three speakers that you feel have excellent tonality. Sit down, listen to them speak, and try and figure out, are there any patterns? What is it that they're doing that I enjoy about this? Is it that they're really varied, or is it that they're very composed? Is it that they're able to use pauses very well? Try and notice what it is they're doing. But also, I bet you that there's something authentic about the way they speak. There's something that's genuine, and it sounds like they're sharing themselves honestly with you. I don't think good speakers become that way because they're really formal, because they're really contrived or robotic. There's usually some element of believability, right? Authenticity. And that's what we're looking for. And I'm sure when you listen to the three speakers that you enjoy, you will find those same traits. The challenge is then breaking down what it is they're doing that you can use. And as you do listen to them, try to notice how it makes you feel. This is key because good speakers know how to affect their audience. And quite often, their focus on the audience and how they're trying to make their audience feel is more crucial than how they're trying to say the words or speak. When you notice how you feel when they're speaking, you can take that and say, well, rather than trying to sound as dynamic as them, I'm going to try and affect my audience in such a way that they feel like this. And the best way to do that, step three, feel it in the body. Despite what I said about tonality being more of an intention or characteristic, the voice is still a physical instrument. And if you want to expand the range in which you speak, then you need to train your body as such. Try this with me now. I just want you to say the word her. Her. Now, try and take out all the effort. So I want you to relax your face, relax your jaw, relax your belly, relax your shoulders, relax everything. Don't completely fall down, but just keep everything so you're just using enough efficient energy to keep your head up. Her. 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 Actually, even do less with your belly. Don't try and pull it in too much. Her. Her. How still can you be? Her. 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 Without us affecting that, it sort of has its own characteristic, right? If I do this, look at my face. Her. What does that say to you? I'm just saying her, but her. It seems to be very different to this. Her. If I move my eyebrows up, try this now, and make a smile, and then purse my lips, and then do the same thing. Her. 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 I'm not really doing anything different here, but when I move my face muscles, raise my eyebrows, purse my lips, and push them forward like a trumpet, something changes. It not only looks brighter, it sounds brighter. Huh. Huh. It feels like it's got a different feeling, right? It's got a different tonality, you might say. The tone's different. If someone says, mind your tone, they often mean, don't say it that way because it's rude, right? Or you're being arrogant. Or cocky. It's nice to find what your neutral is. What is the way you speak naturally without doing anything? Huh. So when I'm not expressing myself really that fully, I look a little bit grumpy. Huh. It's like I'm saying, huh. Huh. Look in the mirror or record yourself and see what it comes across like for you. It might be completely different. It might come across like you're flirting. Huh. You could even change the shape of your mouth. Ha. Huh. What does that do? Huh. 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 It creates, I'm not really making a different sound, but just by my facial posture, right, and the way I'm changing it, it has a different kind of impact. It feels like a different tone. And so I'm trying to get you to understand tone in a variety of ways throughout this. And so sometimes you may or may not be aware what your default tone comes out like. Tone could also be considered a placement, right? There's a certain tone in our accent and the way we speak that sort of carries a certain resonance. So for number four, it's exploring that placement. So much like moving the face around, we can also move the voice around it. And it's a bit like playing with the zones as opposed to the tones, but moving the zone of where our voice is does affect its tone. Say the word after me, sirening. Sirening. And hold on to that ing. Ing. Now move it up and down. Sing. Sirening. Ing. Ing. Move that up and down. See that where that goes up. We're sort of warming up a little bit now as well. So say, that's interesting. Where about, if there was a line coming down from your top of your head, say to your belly, where do you feel it the most when you speak? That's interesting. That's interesting. I'm feeling it about here. That's interesting. If I send the words forward, that's interesting. And as we did with the sirening, sirening, that's interesting. That's not necessarily a tone. I've actually gone into falsetto. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. Now,
that's interesting.
I'm giving you extremes, right? But what I'm trying to do is see, I'm not saying hit a lower note. I'm saying place it in a different place. When you place it somewhere else, it will change the note, but we're not aiming to change the note. I don't want you to control this. It should be free. So that's interesting.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. So now you've played with perhaps position and we're warm. Let's go into number five. Play with dynamics. I use this sentence a lot and it's a really good one to use. Through good tone, all not part, must serve and then shape fit speech. So what we're going to do is going to go from a lower pitch, if you like, or a lower tone, but a lower placement, and we're going to move up to a higher placement. So let's try this.
Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech.
Or we can go backwards.
Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech.
Right?
That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech.
I'm just offering ways that you can play with this. Because sometimes when you just play with the placement of your voice, that creates a different tone, if you like, a different pitch in that sense. But different movements of the voice do create a certain attitude. I want you to notice what's going on, notice what you discover, as opposed to trying to hit a pitch specifically. So rather than going, oh, I like the way Darren said that, I'm going to do because that was going to, it's going to sound cool. And this is where being curious over ambitious becomes useful. You're warming up the voice, you're moving the voice around, and you're discovering what happens through listening and practicing these ideas.
Through good tone, or not part must serve, and then shape fit speech.
Sound like I'm telling you off. Just by accident, that's how I discovered it.
Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech.
I don't know why I'm sounding posh, but that sounded also like I'm educating in some way. Now let's do nothing.
Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech. Sounds a bit dull, right? A bit flat, a bit monotonous, a bit monotone.
So now we've got the ability to,
if you do speak a little bit dull and people tell you you're monotone and you've got here to work on your tonality, perhaps then you could just go up there a little bit from time to time. It doesn't really matter if you go down there either.
Just changing my accent now, I don't know why I'm doing that, but it seems to be working, right? So some things come out a little bit naturally, some things less so. But it's this play, tonality, melody, whatever it is, you playing unlocks the doors to have these to access later. Not by trying to deliberately get to these things, just by playing with them now. This is your gym, and you forget it, and then when you're speaking, all of a sudden you've unlocked these new kind of expressions, these new tonalities, and these new places to go. You can go further and outside of your old comfort zone just by playing with me. All right? Good, you getting it? Is it there? If you're confused, come to my school and we can talk about it. Number six, use imagery and color. Imagery is another way of unlocking tone, but this time without overthinking, right? Because right now this might put you in your head. You might be going, what does he mean by that? Is he going up here? Am I doing that? What's that? I'm not changing my pitch, but I'm changing my zone. I don't understand what's going on. So use your imagination instead in a different way. Let's just say that monotone, which means one tone, someone who's monotonous, speaks exactly on one level. Don't worry about the levels I put in the head. Try this now. Imagine a straight line, right? If there was a straight line, that's just, and there was one note on that line, that's one tone, right?
So let's say the through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech. There's absolutely no variation. It's all a one tone.
Okay, that makes sense. And if we wanted to perhaps, now imagine a wavy line, right? A nice, smooth, wavy line. Let's try, imagine if we were speaking on this wavy line now.
Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech.
Okay, it's just another way of doing it. And what if that wasn't smooth? What if that was a zigzag? Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech. Now we sound robotic, right? And that's with three tones. How else can we imagine this? What do you think of? How do you connect your imagination to your speech? This is something you discover for yourself. It could be that you have colour, right? And you imagine blue as your main colour, but now you've got blue, red and green. How do you hit all blue, red and green? Perhaps you've got a full spectrum, a whole rainbow full of colours, and you can just delve into them all at once. But the fact is that, you know, we can slip in and out of all different tones when we just let go of trying to control it. We do want to warm up. We want to make sure that our bodies are ready, warm and limber, and then let go. And just focus on how we're trying to affect our audience. And all of these things become available to you a lot more easily. But now, coming back to my first point, and seven, apply intention. Tone, your ability to actually manipulate that without doing it consciously and allowing it to be free and varied, all as you're trying to affect your audience, is really about connecting the right words with your message, right? How are you trying to affect your audience? For example, you could say the same line. Let's say, I didn't say that, but you're saying it in a defensive manner. I didn't say that. Or perhaps you're irritated. I didn't say that. Maybe you're annoyed. I didn't say that. Maybe you're flirting. I didn't say that. It's the same line, but you can change its meaning. And somehow by changing its meaning, the tonality of the way you say it changes, right? Without you trying to control the tonality, without trying to going up in pitch, down in pitch, doing this, that, the other. This is just another way that perhaps you can connect with it. And so by connecting to your words and what you mean by what you're saying, your tonality will shift. So really it's getting out of your own way and focusing more on your audience and how you're trying to make them feel, or what you're trying to do to them, or what you're trying to show them with what you're saying, not just the words themselves. Tone will shift naturally and more in line with your message once you know what your message is about, who it's for, and what you mean. Number 8, remove tension. Tension in the body blocks the voice, and that restricts your tonality, especially when you think about the head, neck, shoulders, back, legs, shoulder blades, hips, knees, feet, butt, tension. It's not good. The whole body is connected. Let's say you've been running and you hurt your foot, your left ankle. That's going to have an impact perhaps on your right knee. And that's going to actually put your hips a little bit out of line. And that's going to make your spine sort of adjust. And the muscles around the spine that connect to the shoulders, up to the neck and the head, they then, you know, it all filters down to the tiny muscles that the larynx, which houses the vocal folds, this like being the voice box, is affected. So tension anywhere in your body is going to affect how then you communicate with the world. Removing tension in unwanted tension. Not, we need tension to stand up. If we didn't have any tension, we'd just be jellyfish with bones flopping around on the floor. And then that's not good for the voice either. So don't do that. Look, if you've watched this video so far, don't just like and subscribe. You can do that if you like. But what I want you to do is realize you probably feel that you have maybe a low voice, a dull voice, or a flat voice, or people have told you that at least. Part of getting out of your own way is being able to physically feel comfortable in your own skin, not just emotionally. Everything starts with the body. When you change how you function, you'll change how you feel. And that has a knock-on effect with how you speak and how you perceive the world. There's a lot of work on this on my online courses. There's a lot of work on that on this channel. And in fact, at the end of this video, I'm going to share with you a great warm-up that you can do that's going to give you a full body workout and help you just to feel more relaxed and also feel ready to speak. And that's the important thing here. Whenever you're going to speak as a presentation, in social occasions, as an educator, whatever it is, you need to, your body to be ready and working for you. Then you can be free to do all this other stuff I've been talking about. Number 9, reflect. It's really important to gauge what you're doing for yourself, because I'm not there with you. If you want one-on-one coaching, cool, contact me. But you need to be able to look at what you've done and plot a course forward. Can you remember a time, for example, when your voice felt alive, right? When you actually felt free to speak and open? Perhaps you were laughing, perhaps you were chatting with friends. When was it? Because we have the physical capabilities to be able to reach so much more tonality than we allow ourselves. And do you also remember perhaps a time where you felt flat, maybe dull and boring? And what was the difference? What was the scenario? What was happening then? Because if you can correlate the effects you were having with your voice with how you were feeling and what you were doing at the time, you're in a really good position to be able to acknowledge what you might change in order to open up your vocal expression again and create a more dynamic tonality. If you were to record your voice now after doing this video and after playing a little bit, especially if you do the warm-up at the end, what can you hear? What would you need to change? How does it make you feel to listen to yourself? Can you play with some of the dynamics and see what happens? Pause, reflect, look back at what you've done, record yourself, pay attention, observe. This is very useful in self-improvement. Number 10, journal. I mean, this moves on from, you know, reflecting. Reflecting is more looking at yourself, but journaling is more expressing yourself in a different way, right? Perhaps you do express yourself verbally. Maybe you talk to your, you know, whisper flow or to your phone and record your diary, if you like. Putting pencil to paper and tracking your journey helps you look back and say, yeah, I've come a long way. Or, I started here, I learned this, I put this into practice, and it didn't work. Or, it did work. If you plot your journey along the way and maybe give yourself marks out of 10 in each area how you feel, you'll probably get to a place in a year from now and look back and say, oh yeah, I have improved. But if you haven't improved, you might have to change something. But you wouldn't know that if you haven't journaled, if you haven't tracked it, right? So reflect on what you do and journal what you're doing, because it's going to be really useful. Remember that speaking is a physical action. And like people who go to the gym and track their data and their results, you too can track what you're doing and look back to see if it's working or not. And that's a very sensible way to know if you're moving in the right direction without trusting others. As I said at the beginning of the video, I have a school community where we have all my online courses now. And it's also a group where people can come, share, talk to me. We have workshops, we have Q&As. And for those on the higher tiers, they even get one-on-one sessions with me. If that's something you would like to explore, please visit the link below in the first comment or in the description box. I'll see you there. This is the video, the nice big warm-up that I'd like you to try out if you feel that you've got tension in your body and you could relax and release that in order to feel more open and play with that tonality. Thanks for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling them real badly, so